And welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo for their wedding anniversary. Our speakers this morning is Gomonshu Otani and Bishop Matsumoto. First, we will hear from Gomonshu Otani.
Happy New Year, everyone. At the beginning of this new year, I would like to extend my best regards to you all. In view of the Russian invasion of Ukraine that began in February 2022, as named followers who have deeply inscribed in our hearts and minds Shinran Shonin's message of "May there be peace in the world," we firmly stand against the military infringement of the other nation's sovereignty and also aspire for immediate return of peace in Ukraine. Over the last year, COVID-19 continues to be a global pandemic. I would like to offer my deepest condolences to those who fell victim to the disease and express my sympathies to those who are undergoing treatment. I would also like to express my respect and sincere gratitude to the doctors, nurses, and other frontline medical professionals who have been engaging in the treatment of infected people, as well as all essential workers who have made it possible for us to continue with our lives. The pandemic has forced us to learn firsthand that we will continue to be confronted by unexpected situations, even in modern times, despite technologies both in science and medical fields being highly developed. Shakyamuni Buddha, who passed on the Dharma to us, made clear that there is no life nor entity in this world that lasts forever. This truth, the principle of impermanence, has never changed, even in this time and age approximately 2,500 years since his time. And the fact that does not change is our inability to accept this truth as it is. And because of this, we continue struggling. This is the very reason why, regardless of the pandemic, we can rely on the Jodo Shinshu teaching clarified by Shinran Shonin, which guides us as a spiritual foundation that enables us to move forward even when being overwhelmed with difficulties. A gathering at the temple with Amida Buddha as its center provides a great opportunity to receive the Dharma, as well as an occasion in which people can support and reassure one another as fellow practitioners who follow the same teaching. I hope you will continue to share the teaching within the greater society through various ways and your temple will or continue to serve as a place where people can gather and find comfort in its activities. I humbly ask for your understanding and cooperation in support of your temples. I would like to conclude my New Year's greeting with my heartfelt appreciation to you all.
Next, we will hear from Bishop Matsumoto.
Good morning, aloha kakou, and Happy New Year. As we begin the new year, it is a time when we hold much hope in our hearts and minds that the new year will be brighter and better. However, let us consider, is it only the year that changes? As we hope and aspire in the new year, let us not forget that a lot has to do with our thoughts and how we engage with others, including our happiness. According to Buddhism, our mind and thoughts play a large part in everything we do, as we find in the saying, human beings tend to move in the direction of their thoughts. Jodo Shinshu temples in Hawaii are referred to as Honganji, with Hongan referring to the primal 18th vow of Amida Buddha. But the Buddha made several other vows too. Have you ever wondered why Amida Buddha, for example, made vows promising that in the Buddha's world, one and all would be of radiant pure gold, or that everyone's appearance would be equally pleasing to all, or that people would possess the wisdom to know others' thoughts, and that those who, even now, receive the Buddha's light will become soft and gentle in body and mind? Herein lies the reason we have temples. It is a place to hear about the Dharma or teachings, and for us of the Jodo Shinshu, Shin Buddhist tradition, to especially hear about the primal, all-inclusive, and all-embracing wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. The temple is not just a static place or building. We often refer to temples as a dojo. A dojo, like a judo dojo, is where you learn, experience, and grow. A temple is such a place too. To me, we are not only being embraced by Amida Buddha's compassion, but also nurtured by Amida Buddha's wisdom. To be sure, I don't become a perfect human being, but there is a new awareness which lives inside of me, and this new awareness tempers my heart, mind, and body, which is usually very egocentric or centered on myself, and begins to let others be a part of my life. A custom at New Year's is to make a New Year's resolution. Have you made your New Year's resolution? You probably thought of several things you might want to accomplish in 2023, but as you decide, also please consider having more inclusive aspirations and goals which embrace others. According to Mitsuo Aida, he says, quote, "Very different from personal wishes centered only on oneself, are wishes such as, may there be no wars, aspiring for peace and harmony in the world, and the wish that our human contrivances do not contribute further to the contamination of our natural environment. When we sincerely embrace these sorts of wishes, they are referred to as gang, or aspirations and vows. If held deeply in our hearts, even the tiniest aspiration will be reflected in our eyes and faces. May we embrace vows and aspirations within our means and contribute to a brighter prospect for our future." End quote. I'm convinced that one of the greatest contributions of Shinran Shonin or Jodo Shinshu is that it brought joy into our samsaric life, which is many times challenging and filled with struggles and difficulties. Please know that the promise or vow of great compassion is to embrace and never abandon us under any circumstances. This is Namo Amida Butsu. Every year, but especially in 2023, let us share our joy, making manifest our theme and slogan for the year, building healthy sanghas, sharing joy together, by visibly expressing our joy of the Nembutsu. I know for many of us, being reserved is a culturally emphasized trait, but when it comes to the joy of the Buddha Dharma, my recommendation would be, no enmyo, don't hesitate. That serene joy and immense appreciation for Namo Amida Butsu flow from the depths of our being outward and allow it to be known by others. This is one way we are able to, very naturally, shared Namo Amida Butsu with others. By sharing our joy and gratitude and talking about Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion, including reciting Namo Amida Butsu, so we can contribute to others eventually experiencing the same great joy and happiness. To conclude, from the office of the bishop, I wish to wish all of you a most joyous and meaningful new year. I'd like to express my deepest gratitude to all of you for your support, which enables our statewide organization, the Honpahongganjin Mission of Hawaii, to continue serving the people of Hawaii by sharing our Shin Buddhist teaching and assisting those in our communities who are in need or suffering. To Kako, one and all, thank you. Namo Amida Butsu, and trusting in all-inclusive wisdom and all-embracing compassion.
Thank you for your Dharma messages. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, January 8th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. remembrance service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliilihonganji Mission. Uchitsuki will follow the service. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Sorakubo, and our speakers, Kumonshu Otani and Bishop Matsumoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Dr. Warren Tamamono, President of Honpahongganjin Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.